And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Become comfortable in your seat. Just feel your seat support you. Take that deep cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then slowly, gently release. Again, breathe in. Breathe into that inner sanctuary of your soul where you know and feel the presence of the divine expressing fully, fully in you. And as you release, as you exhale, feeling the breath exit your body, allow any fears, any worries, any angst to exit your consciousness. Just let it go for these few sacred moments. Breathing in, breathing out, knowing, feeling your oneness with God and all humankind, in the depths of your being, consider the compelling question of the day. Who do you think you are? So many voices in society, and maybe among your own family and friends, telling you that you are less than, not enough, not able, not worthy. We need to take some time in this sacred moment to look beyond the clamor of those voices to the truth of our being, our divine image, our I am-age. As Paul said, now we see in a mirror darkly, but soon we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I am fully known. Beyond what you see in only human consciousness, there is so much more. Like the tiny acorn that cannot imagine being a mighty oak tree, sometimes it's hard to imagine that beyond the flesh, beyond the self-doubt, beyond the seeming relationships and environment, there's an allness, a wholeness, an I am-ness that is your true identity. You were born in the image and likeness of God, born in original goodness, on this earth to be the likeness, to express the love, light, energy of God. So now I'd like to ask you for a few moments to just imagine yourself in the front of a mirror. And instead of looking at what you perceive to be your body flaws, for a moment, look into the reflection of your own eyes and see the reality of God that is the reality of you at the core of your being. One with God through your own indwelling Christ, you are free. You are whole. You have everything you need to navigate any life challenge. Take this into your consciousness for a few moments, continuing to stare in that mirror in the silence. And now, I would like for all of us to take a moment to give ourselves that beautiful unity blessing that we gave to our new members today. And I'm going to say it for you first. It is, and you're saying this to yourself, I love you, I bless you, I behold the Christ as you. Together, I love you, I bless you, I behold the Christ as you. You, and so it is. And we come together now as a greater church community to express gratitude for ourselves, for the divine that makes all this possible, and for one another. And let us finish our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine